Wante, he's Jeremy Warner. That was Mike Carpenter. We are here every day, right? But today, we're off at 5:10. Don't forget, the St. Louis Cardinals play tonight. They are live in Philadelphia. You'll hear the game right here. Pre-game starts at 5:10. First pitch, 6:05, the new home of Cardinals baseball. That's us, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Now, we're going to talk a lot of Illinois, Arizona State. The big game coming up tomorrow, Memorial Stadium, 6 o'clock is the kickoff. And Arizona Republic beat writer, that is Doug Haller, joins us now. And Doug, I know you can find you at azcentral.com because I am an Arizona Cardinal fan and I spend about 4 hours a day on azcentral.com. Isn't that sad? How are you, Doug?
I am doing well. It's nice to be back in some cool temperatures.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's been a miserable summer for us.
You guys have been hot out there, and you're in town ready for this thing. This is a big game, Doug. Can you feel it?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. It's kind of exactly a carbon copy of what Arizona State went through last week against Missouri. It's really, the similarities are really crazy. ASU had not beaten a ranked team in 4 years. They were 0-10 in their last meetings against ranked teams, and or at least teams in the top 20, AP top 25, and they had a blackout to try to get more fans to come. They wore their new black uniforms. It was a big-time opponent. You know, that was the game that everyone had circled in the offseason, and pretty much, from what I can tell, it's the same way for Illinois. I think you guys had the same losing streak against ranked teams, 10 in a row. You have the late kickoff, which I understand a lot of people are excited about. So a lot of similarities. I think that's probably going to create a little bit of momentum for Illinois once kickoff starts, but after that, I don't know how it'll unfold.
And Doug, I know last week that was a huge win for the Arizona State program, and I think some Illini fans are counting on that. You know that that's the big win, and they come in here and might underlook, I guess, the Illini. But when you're coming to a Big Ten stadium, I'm sure the players have been saying the right things this week.
They have, and I would be knowing this Arizona State team. I mean, you just never know what you can expect on a week-to-week basis. At least in the last couple of years, that's the way they've been. But I think one thing that does help them is that even though they did win that game, I don't know if anyone on that team or anyone in that stadium last week came out feeling real great about them. I mean, they were up 14 in the fourth quarter, gave that up. Penalties, they had 12 penalties. That's been a killer for them in the past. And, you know, they thought maybe they were over that, but, you know, they got 12 penalties last year, and some of them were the silly variety that they had been trying to get over. They had a point after attempt blocked. Last year they lost two games by a point. In both those games they had extra points blocked in the fourth quarter. So there were enough flaws in that game, and they were sloppy enough to really kind of ground them a little bit going to this. And like you said, you know, it's not like they're going to places or going into a small school to play a team in front of 10 or 15,000 fans. It's a Big Ten university. It's going to be a pretty nice atmosphere from what I understand. So if they're overlooking them, they're going to be in for a long day.
Talking with Doug Haller, the Arizona State beat writer for the Arizona Republic. And I think a lot of Illini fans, Doug, are showing some trepidation in this game. You know, they're a little nervous because, like you said, with Arizona State, I mean, they haven't beaten a lot of good teams. Illinois hasn't beat a lot of good teams this weekend. What's the feeling in Arizona State? Is it kind of the same here in Illinois?
Well, there's a lot of excitement around this football team, and basically because they haven't been to a bowl game in 3 years. Dennis Erickson had a lot of success that first year when he arrived in 2007. They started off 7-0, and since then, it's just been a rocky road for this team. They have 27 seniors back on this team from last year, and last year they played, you know, they played Oregon. They lost by a point at Wisconsin. They play Oregon as tough as anyone. Stanford, they lost by four at home. So they think, you know, the next step, they play those three BCS Bowl teams so tough, the next step is a BCS Bowl themselves. Now, I think that's kind of a stretch. But that's where the optimism stems from. That's where the excitement's coming from. But the problem is you know, they lost the two key starters on defense. Omar Bolden's a cornerback. He was an All-Pac-10 choice last year. And also Brandon McGee, who is probably their biggest defensive leader, and also maybe their best linebacker in pass coverage. He tore his Achilles, so he's out for the year. So they've had some setbacks, and you know that's kind of set some things back a bit. But right now they're excited, and you know, then they have a big game against USC to start off the Pac-12 next week. So they're just trying to keep the momentum going.
And I know Dennis Erickson was a big name to bring there, big first year for him. Not what they wanted the last 3 years. I know a lot of people say Ron Zook might be on the hot seat, you know, with the new AD and just the up and down that he's had here. Is Dennis Erickson on the hot seat out there?
I think so. I think even he would admit that. He knows he has to have a big year. Now, and he's been saying that he's kind of had this year, you know, pegged for contention all along. Now, that's easy for a coach who hasn't been to a bowl game in 3 years to say. But, you know, he knows that everything's kind of set up well for them to do well this year with all the guys they have coming back. You know, 15 guys start at least one game on offense. 12 guys start at least one game on defense last year. So they do have a lot of pieces in place. They have a favorable schedule. They have 7 home games. They're in the Pac-12 South, the first year for that. And, you know, the favorite, the team that the media picked to win, is ineligible to play in that first Pac-12 championship game. So they have a lot of things on their side. If they come out and, you know, things go south, if they lose Saturday, if they go to USC and lose, and, you know, maybe if we're looking at, you know, 7-5, I think Dennis's job is very much in jeopardy.
Visiting with Doug Howler. He's the Arizona State beat writer for the Arizona Republic. You can read him online, azcentral.com. You can also catch all your Arizona Cardinal info there. And you can follow him on Twitter, at Doug Howler. Now, Doug, you guys have a quarterback that's like 10'4". Or so, I keep.
He gets bigger every week.
He gets bigger. Every day this week he's gotten bigger. Brock Osweiler, though, a kid that is 6'8", no kidding aside, what kind of problems can he present to the Illini secondary?
You know, coming into the season, I kind of thought that Brock was a big question mark because he had only started 2 games in his career. That's a little bit misleading because he does have some experience. He replaced last year's starter, Stephen Threet, in the second-to-last game of the season when Stephen got hurt. And against UCLA, he threw for like 380 yards. And then the following week against Arizona State's rival, the University of Arizona, he went down in Tucson and didn't play real well, didn't throw the ball real well. But, you know, he kind of led the team to an overtime win. So, you know, I kind of hit him hard a little bit leading up to the season about his lack of experience. But I tell you what, he's been really sharp. From the time fall camp started to where he is now, he's been really accurate. His completion percentage is over 70%. In the past last year, ASU kind of lived with those little quick strikes out to the edge, some bubble screens, a lot of stuff that went to their backs. But Brock's been going downfield a little bit more, and he's been really good with it. So, you know, there are a lot of people within the program who think he's going to play on Sunday one day, and you know, for a guy who's just taken over for his first year, you know, just through 2 games, he's been really good. Now Brock hasn't had a whole lot of adversity. He has started in his freshman year. He played as a true freshman. He did start in Eugene, Oregon, against Oregon, and that's obviously not a great atmosphere. He didn't play very well there. But, you know, he hasn't really played on the road too much. Obviously, he played last year in Tucson, but he hasn't been hit much this year. I'm still waiting to see how he reacts after some adversity, after maybe he fumbles or, you know, they get behind early. You know, just any type of adversity to see how he responds. But so far, he's been pretty good.
Doug Howler, Arizona State beat writer, we appreciate you joining us. Now, you're in town right now, correct, Doug?
I'm not there yet. I'm on my way. I flew into Indianapolis, and I'm heading that way.
Jeremy's probably going to need an idea of where he needs to go tonight. You're an Illini grad. I mean, we got to help Doug out. All right, we've been in that boat.
We're sending him to undergrads. Huh?
Let's send him to Murphy's.
Yeah, we'll go to Murphy's. That's more of the, I guess when we go down there, the graduating people, I guess we go there. But
great cheeseburger, $2 pints tonight.
Yeah, if you go a block south, Doug, you're going to hit some undergrads.
There you go.
If that's your scene.
Doug, you can thank me later. I figured it. Doug's like, I don't even drink. So,
I grew up in Indiana. I went to Indiana University, so I've been to Champaign a few times. So I know the lay of the land there a little bit. It's been a while, but some good times I've had there. Fun town.
Well, Doug, I'll get on your side. Defensively, we've heard a lot about Vontaze Burfict and the defensive end, Anyeli, I believe is his name. We've heard a lot about those guys, but I know the coaches, the Arizona State coaches, weren't that impressed with their tackling against Missouri. I know the Illinois coaches talked about it a lot this week. So did the offensive players that, hey, they go for the big hits, and you can bounce off that and make some plays. Defensively, where are their holes? Can the Illini have a big rushing attack? Is that where they go just straight at them?
Well, it's interesting because ASU has led the Pac-10 in rushing defense the last 2 years. It's the one area they've been really good. But so far this year, and you know, you mentioned Vontaze Burfict. He's a middle linebacker. He got a lot of preseason attention with, you know, various publications naming him a preseason All-American, a candidate for the National Defensive Player of the Year. He hasn't played up to that level yet. He's a guy that has made a lot of his attention off YouTube so far. I mean, because he's had some really nasty hits. You can type his name into YouTube and find him. But, you know, he breaks down a lot. He likes to go for the big play. You know, he likes to make the big hit. He likes to play to the crowd. He's a very aggressive kid. But he hasn't been as sound as he needs to be. Last week against Missouri, they were really bad. You mentioned the tackling issues. They had 28 missed tackles. At least that's how many the coaching staff counted, which is a boatload. They said that's the most that they've had since Dennis Erickson arrived. Now, they're kind of saying it's a fluke, and I will give them a little credit. Well, for the most part, their tackling's been pretty good just in scrimmages. But it was really bad last week, and Missouri took advantage of it. And, you know, James Franklin, their quarterback, gave them some issues with what he can do, being a dual threat, running a lot. So, in that sense, it's going to be a challenge for Arizona State. They should be better than what they've shown so far, though, no doubt.
Doug Howler, Arizona Republic, we appreciate your time. Doug, be careful getting over there, and we'll see you at the game tomorrow.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, that is Doug Howler. You can read his stuff. So if you're an Illini fan and you want to see what Doug is writing about this game, go to azcentral.com.
He said a few interesting things, especially about Brock Osweiler, how coming into the season, a lot of people doubted him.
Right.
Yeah, he surprised a lot of people. Still not a lot of experience out of him. And you wonder, you know, a lot of people wondering how good is the teams Illinois played. Illini coaches keep saying Arkansas State was better. You wonder how good Missouri was,
right,
especially with all the guys that they lost. I guess now he's passing downfield more. He used to just kind of dump it off a little bit. And Vontaze Burfict, he said, has been a little overrated just because he makes the big hits. Obviously, he's got a lot of talent, though, so maybe he's still someone you got to look for, but maybe there's an opening there for Illinois.
All right, when we come back, Jeremy Warner, Mike Carpenter, and I will break down a little bit our feelings on this game tomorrow night, and we want your calls, 359-2255. Do you have confidence from the first two games that Illinois can beat a ranked team, 22nd-ranked Arizona State in town?
Yeah, we're also taking your score predictions. Whoever hits it head-on gets tickets to next week's Western Michigan game. 217-359-2255, 359-2255.
It is the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.